reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter, but the smallest part of a letter, will pass from the law until all these things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. The second phase of Lent, in which we prepare catechumens for baptism and all of us for the renewal of our baptismal promises. We think back to that baptismal rite, which the minister touched our ears and our lips and said, "Ephphatha." The Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the dumb speak. May soon open your ears to hear his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. Baptism is the beginning of a life with the Lord. And like we would see in that prophecy of Ezekiel, we're called to advance cubit by cubit, thousand cubits by thousand cubits. And the Lord himself gives us what we need in order to be able to grow. That's the extraordinary gift of his teaching. Today, the opening prayer of the Mass is that, schooled by Lenten observance and nourished by the Lord's words, may we grow, may we continue, may we advance in this path of sanctity. The Lord schools us as this great teacher. He nourishes us by his word, so that what was begun in baptism might in fact reach its completion. And so we first need to be grateful for that gift. In the book of Deuteronomy today, we see Moses giving the entire law to the Israelites. And he says, "You will give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations who will hear of all these statutes and say, 'How great this nation is, truly a wise and intelligent people.' For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is so close whenever we call upon him? What great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today?" How lucky we are to have God so close to us that he teaches us how to live. He teaches us how to die so as we might live forever. The responsorial psalm in which we are praising the Lord together with Jerusalem, we praise him specifically for having proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel, because he hasn't done this for any other nation. He hasn't made known his ordinances to them. God has revealed to us the way things really are. And so we praise him. In the gospel, Jesus came and he said he wasn't going to abolish anything of what was taught, but he was going to fulfill. Jesus is the fulfillment of that schooling. He's the fulfillment of how God wishes to nourish us by his word, by his truth. He fulfills in three ways. The first is, as St. Paul tells us, the Old Testament was a pedagogue. We couldn't handle it all. There were so many truths given to us as seeds rather than as full trees. And Jesus was going to bring it to completion, which is why throughout the Sermon on the Mount, in which these words today in the Gospel are taken, Jesus would say, "You had heard that it was said to you, but I say." He wasn't contradicting what was said before, but he was bringing it to fulfillment. "Shall not kill, but I tell you, love even your enemies. I tell you, you shouldn't commit adultery, but I tell you, guard your heart so that your heart is truly loving and is not consuming. Honor your father and mother, and therefore never forsake your obligations," calling it korban. We go on and on and on. Jesus first fulfills the law. by bringing it to its fruition, because we couldn't handle everything at first. Second way he fulfills the law is bringing it to its purpose. Jesus would say, all the law and the prophets hang on the twofold command to love God with all that we are and have and love our neighbor. It's all about love. So Jesus fulfills the law by explicitly connecting it to love. So there's not 613 independent commands. It's in fact one twofold command. And the third way Jesus fulfills the law is by enfleshing it. He doesn't just say, do A through Z, but follow me. He comes to incarnate what he is asking, to show us. And so if the Jews were able to say, what great nation is there that has God so close to us as the Lord our God is to us? How much more we as Christians can say, how lucky we are. In one of his books on Eucharistic essays, Cardinal Ratzinger focused specifically on Deuteronomy 4 from today's first reading and what it means in its fulfillment in the Holy Eucharist. That if the Jews could say it, we should be able to say it all the more, because our teacher comes each day to school us with compassion, which flanknitsumai, with gut-bursting mercy. He looks with compassion on us and teaches. And then the fulfillment of his word in us is when we recognize how extraordinary a treasure it is and then go out to the whole world baptizing and teaching everything he has commanded us. That's why in both of today's passages, it finishes with that seed planted in us that grows so that it becomes a tree that likewise produces fruit with new seeds. Teach them to your children and to your children's children, Moses says. And Jesus says that the greatest in the kingdom of heaven will be the one who obeys and teaches these commandments. St. John Vianney once said, if we had been given 10,000 wishes, we had been given even one, like Solomon was, to ask for anything possible, we would never have dared dream to ask God to come into our world, to take on our flesh, to die, to take away our sins, and ultimately to become our food. But what we would have never dared ask, God has in fact done. As we prepare today to receive the fulfillment of the law, and to become one in love with our teacher, let us ask him to help us so interiorize his teaching that we, for him, together with the Holy Spirit, might become great through teaching others this path of greatness. What an awesome God we have.